Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 31st day of March 2024. I'm Paul White, and it's Easter Sunday. And as we've done all week long, stretching back to Palm Sunday, we're doing this podcast video version so that our YouTube audience can join in on our celebration of the days of Holy Week. And as I've done all week long, I'm recording it right here on my little patio in Irmo, South Carolina. This is the final day of these little YouTube podcasts. We'll go back to the regular audio version of the DDP tomorrow. So for those of you who have joined us on YouTube and have discovered this, the Deeper Daily Podcast is an audio podcast that goes 6 to 7, 8 minutes a day. And we're working our way through the Gospel of Luke. And I would invite you to join us every day wherever you get podcasts. You can find Paul White Ministries there. And we'd love to have you join us on the journey. Our journey through the Gospel of Luke finds us about halfway, not quite halfway through the book right now. And we're about to talk about the friend who comes at midnight, Jesus's parable that, or little story that follows his teaching on the Lord's Prayer. Well, it is Easter, and of course, you know we're going to talk about the resurrection. I also want to direct you to a full-length sermon today. That's called "He Is Not Here." This is my, I'm sitting in my my little apartment here in Irmo, and I record that sermon. It's not very long, but it's my contribution to Easter morning, and I can't wait to preach on this particular day to our home church here at the Garden. The garden is built around the beauty of gardens and the idea of life springing forth, and nothing is more life springing forth than Resurrection Sunday. I call it "He Is Not Here." I want to read that same text for you here on the podcast and then encourage you to go over and listen to and watch "He Is Not Here." Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." I break these four things down in that sermon, and here's just a little preview. Jesus is no longer dead. Why we need to focus on the fact that he is not there. In a world in which, in Jesus' day, everyone was always saying, "He is here, he is here." There was an excitement when Jesus showed up. He's arrived. Jesus even warns his disciples that the day would come when people would say, "He is here, he is there." And Jesus said, "Don't believe them." Because we've entered a new era where he is not here in this natural realm, in this physical, in this fleshly realm. He is not here, but there's a why. And that's because he is risen. You know, this is really core. And in our message, I deal with, there's our 4 points of the sermon. You can go find it. He is not here. He is not here. He is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. There's always an invitation. And so I don't want to re-preach or do those four again. So I'll just kind of curve here and say this for you, my podcast audience. This is the core of our message. This is the core of the gospel. He's not here. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And it's the message of hope that if he's alive, this isn't all there is. The truth is if you have any hope that in the end, God restores all things, that God makes all things new, if you are a believer of apokatastasis, that God restores to his good pleasure the cosmos, humanity, the world. However you think that happens, we'll leave the arguments for how. But if you think that that's the way that this happens, I don't know how you get there without resurrection. Because resurrection is life after the life you've lived. And if you believe God can and does restore all things, then there's life after the life you live. So, in the end, whether you believe in an apokatastasis or not, if you believe in a resurrection, then you're set up for an apokatastasis. If you believe in an apokatastasis, how can you not believe in a resurrection? Because the resurrection looks at what we were and tells us we don't have to stay that way. That what we were is not what we will be. The resurrection tells us that life is not all that there is. The resurrection tells us that the tomb is empty, so that we can revel in his absence. The resurrection forces us to ask this question: where is he? Paul would attempt to answer it, not over in the glory land, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if you believe that Christ is in you, the hope of glory, the reason for that begins with resurrection. I hope you have a fantastic day celebrating this good news. He's not here. He is risen. Come see the place where he lay. I invite you, come see the place where he lay. Until tomorrow, happy Easter.